Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, how are you?
How are you, Mark? Are you good?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good. Now, listen, Friday's come around again, as it does. What have you got for me today?
Well, I'm kind of thinking, you know, take away my way, and what that means.
Take away my way?
Yeah, well, I was just kind of thinking, like, people order kind of like butter chicken. I'm going to give you a lovely quick recipe, which is, you know what goes into it. Cook it from scratch. We're a big believer in that, me as a chef.
Yes,
but
of course.
You know what goes into it. And then we're going to do a lovely chicken satay. And this is my brother. You've met my brother, Kenneth. This is his recipe, I have to say, and it's absolutely delicious. So we'll start off with the satay, because it's a very popular kind of takeaway dish, so it is.
Yeah.
It originates in Indonesia or Thailand, and they're all very different to the art. So this is one of our recipes. So, Marty, we're using skinless chicken fillets, but for your listeners, you could use monkfish, you could use prawns, you could use even turkey pork. Like, it's very versatile with lots of meats, even beef.
Okay.
What I like to get is, you know, the breast of chicken, there's a tiny little mini fillet. They're called mini fillets. Well, it's Simply Better sell them in packs, and they're always tender. They're small little fillets of chicken, so they're already cut for you. They're just a little mini fillet.
And that's my image of chicken satay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because they go in a little skewer, or you can just grill them. But what we're going to do, we're going to marinate them. And a little bit interesting, a little bit of honey, dark soy sauce and curry powder. You're going to marinate them for about an hour, and that's more than enough. You don't have to leave them over in the fridge overnight, because that will dry out the chicken. So let them marinate, and then you're going to grill them. So they can be grilled.
So
they can be done
for a few hours or an hour.
Oh, how do you mean?
To marinate
for about an hour.
About an hour
is enough. In the fridge, cover it in cling film, take it out, and then, like, on a griddle pan, this is what I would do at home, on the griddle pan, they'll cook literally in 4 to 5 minutes. They don't take long at all.
Okay.
So we're going to serve them with cucumber and pickle. Now, this is optional, but the sauce is important, which I'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So rice wine vinegar and sugar. So we're using 4 tablespoons, twice the amount, sorry, of vinegar to caster sugar, a pinch of salt, and then what you do with a cucumber, you peel it, cut it in half, and then remove the seeds. Chop it nice and fine and put that into that pickle. So it kind of cuts through the richness of this.
Sounds lovely, though.
Yeah, just nice and fresh and a wee bit different. And to pickle your own, you could do this with red onion too, I should have said that.
Mm.
But the cucumber, it works really well. Now, for me, the star of the show is the dipping sauce. Crunchy peanut butter, really important. There's an Irish company called Nutshed. They're based in down in Tipperary, yeah, in Tipperary, Nina, excuse me. And they're great. Two Irish ladies, Peter Ward, the father too. But it's a really, really good crunchy peanut butter. So that goes into the saucepan with some dark soy sauce, a little bit of brown sugar. Now, this is the key. You don't want this too sweet. That's really important. So we're going to counteract that with the juice of a lime. So the lime goes in there, the juice. And then what we're going to do is put in some coconut milk. A few weeks ago, I spoke about Saba, the restaurant in Dublin.
Yes, that's right.
Really good people from the west of Ireland. And they have the most gorgeous coconut milk, so pick up that, it's really, really good.
Thai Gold
is in Wexford, that's a good one, but Saab is another new one on the market.
They're both very good.
Marty, we're going to put a little bit of red chilli into it, and this is optional, because sometimes I put a sweet chilli if I make this at home for my twins. So the sweet chilli, you're getting more sugar in, remember that, because there's sugar in it. And the key is that it's not very hot, it's fragrant, because my wife would love this and she's not into spicy food and melon.
Okay.
So that goes into the saucepan, the diced chilli, a little bit of coriander, bring that to the boil for literally 5-6 minutes, serve that on the side, your grilled chicken, your pickle salad, it's gorgeous.
That sounds wonderful.
That sauce on its own will keep for a week in your fridge, and it's divine.
I could run that off at lunchtime today.
Yeah.
He lied.
You could.
No, yeah. No, but it does. It does sound like sort of thing that you can have a
it
go
is,
at.
It
know?
Is, it is. And you've probably eaten satay, haven't you? Do you like it?
Oh, I love satay.
So
it's gorgeous.
So do I.
You know?
So the crunchy peanut butter, so I should have said, you're getting texture from the peanuts. That's the key.
My thing is, I would never head for peanut butter. Is that funny? But like, as a chicken satay,
it's one of the key ingredients in coconut milk. It really is. So now we're going to do our butter chicken. This is kind of like an Indian dish, so it is, which is really nice and really tasty, and I think it works really, really well. So it does. So we're using 500 grams of skinless, boneless chicken breasts or thighs. Some people like the brown meat, some people like the chicken breast. It's totally up to you. Breast, there we go. Curry powder is going to go into this, and then we're going to put some natural yogurt. So you're going to marinate this with the rind and zest of a lemon. If you can marinate this, it says in the recipe, for 1 hour or up to 3 days in the fridge, you're raw chicken in the yogurt. So there's acidity in the yogurt, and obviously with the lemon, the longer you marinate it, the flavour you're going to get in that chicken is fantastic.
Really?
Honestly,
yeah.
It really is. It really is delicious. So into this then, Marty, you've marinated your chicken. We're going to melt some butter, a little bit of oil so it stops it from burning. Two red onions, thinly sliced, or you can chop them, it doesn't really matter. A couple of cloves of garlic, seeded. Okay, so the garlic is crushed, so it is. And we're going to put in some chilli, which is seeded, sorry, I should have said that. And the garlic is crushed. So that's going to go in to your pan. You're going to cook that off with some root ginger. Then you're going to put in the passata, and then you're going to put in your marinated chicken. So you are. So you can do two things. You can make up the sauce before you add in the chicken, and you can blend it.
Which is better?
Well, I like a little bit of texture.
Yeah.
You know, probably the traditional way would be they would make the sauce, blend it, then cook your chicken in it. So it's up to you. So
the only is the traditional way is probably the most authentic way.
Well, fair enough. You're right. You're actually bang on. So we'll take a step back then. When you make your sauce with the passata, which is just sieved tomatoes, you're going to put in a little bit of cream into that, and then you're going to blend all this in the food processor. You're going to put that back into your saucepan with your raw chicken, and you're going to let that simmer for about 10 to 12 minutes, depending on the size you've cut the chicken. If it's nice and thinner, you could use those mini fillets because they cook really quick. I use them in stir fries at home. I think they're really good. They really are lovely. And then we finish it with cream. I said that already. And then a little bit of fresh coriander just to finish it. And let that simmer. Serve that with rice, a bit of naan bread or a flatbread.
Again, a lot of flavours.
Ah, a lot. Ah, really good.
You know, you've got the
ginger, garlic,
and you've got
your curry powder, and it's mild curry powder. So if you want a little bit of heat, you put more chilli, or you could use a medium to hot curry powder if you want it.
Well, yeah, I just think that's...
Are you a fan of spice? Do you like spice?
Yeah. I don't have, not as much as you, because you have also travelled where, and you've travelled to places where the food can be incredibly spicy. So
For sure.
But no, I like it spicy, but there's a limit, as the fella said. Yeah. To me, eyes watering, you know. Anyway, that's butter chicken.
Exactly.
And before that, the chicken satay with the pickled cucumber salad. I have to ask you a question. I've never asked you before, but would you get a takeaway? You're talking about this is takeaway my way. But would you guys get takeaway? Yeah, or would you always be in the kitchen? Doing your bits.
Truthfully, I probably never cooked at home as much, but sometimes, if I'm on the way home and I feel hungry, there's a really good Thai restaurant in Blanchardstown, and I'd pop in, get a takeaway, and I'd bring some back to the kids. It could be a satay, which I love, to do a really nice chicken and cashew nut, and it's a really good Thai garden.
It's frozen by the time you go back to cabin.
Oh, yeah, but just reheat it. But I never eat it. I might sit down for 10, 15 minutes, eat it, then get on the road if the traffic was bad. But I don't buy a lot of takeaways, to be truthful with you.
No.
But if it was a good one, definitely. Yeah. There's a good one actually in Enniskillen Thai Garden. To a Thai restaurant, it's good. So I seem to go to Thai rather than Indian than Chinese.
But you've been to Thailand as well.
Oh, that's one of my favourites.
Yeah, but you know their cuisine. You know.
Well, first of all, I love the people. Well, I know a little bit about their cuisine, you know, because I've done kind of cookery schools. When you'd be there, you'd be chopping away, and they'd say, "Oh, you're very good at chopping." I wouldn't tell them I'm a chef, but I don't need to just say I like cooking just for the crack.
Yeah,
but I want to learn. That's what I love about food. You know, when you go travelling, you're open to new ideas and new combinations. And flavours, like, you never stop learning. I love it.
Yeah, good for you. But I just know that Thailand is very close to your heart.
Great people.
Yeah. I just say it's the people that seem to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, you discovered it because of the food.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
you're right about that.
It opened up to you. Anyway, butter chicken and the other one's chicken satay with pickled cucumber salad. They're gorgeous recipes, and you're right, they are very doable.
I think so. And that's why we call them takeaway my way. So you know it goes into them from start to finish. You know that it's clean, good, fresh ingredients.
Yeah. These are available, by the way, RT Lyric FM, RT in the Morning. That's where the recipe sit. If you want to try them yourself, take away my way. You think, of course, I'm going to say, "Let's play My Way" by Frank Sinatra. You're going to say that's going to be obvious.
Brilliant.
So here it is.
Here we go. Thank you. Happy weekend.
Cooking with Nevin on RT in the Morning, sponsored by Dun Stores Simply Better. Dun Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this.